Hi everyone, this is Greg here from Just a Meme podcast, where we talk about the future of making money on the web. Today we have Andrzej joining us from Enclave Games, where they are looking at using web monetization to bring new revenue streams to indie gaming. Welcome.
Hello.
So, diving straight into the questions. Tell us a bit about your kind of journey so far. What where's from the beginning maybe, and then how you get to now basically.
Sure. So I was working for as a front-end developer for almost a decade, and for the last few years I was thinking about switching to game development, and as I was experimenting with the concept of building HTML5 games, which was pretty tough around 2012-ish. But I did the switch. I decided to went full time with HTML5 game development, and it was an incredible ride so far. So I'm pretty happy about switching. So for the past few years, we are running Enclave Games, which is a company of two, me and my wife. I'm a programmer and she's a graphic designer. And we also run a few different projects, organizing the JS13K Games competition, which runs yearly online since 2012. The Game Dev JS community with local meetups, also global initiatives like the newsletter. So we are, I mean, we beside building games, we we also run projects, foster communities, which is a really cool thing to do.
Okay, yeah. No, that sounds great. And just before we kind of jump into the projects you're running, how did you get into crypto? Were you one of the early ones, or kind of was it just a recent phenomenon for you?
So I got into that. I mean, I was interested in it for a few years, but I got into it 2017 in the worst possible way by buying shit coins
Oh,
in the total peak when Bitcoin was worth 20K.
yeah.
At least it was small amounts of money put into that, so I wasn't it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
It got me into actually after buying, then I was researching the coins
Yeah.
and learning they are not the best investment. So that was the point. Next year in 2019, I actually got interested into actually going into crypto world a little bit more. Learning about Bitcoin, about Ethereum, about XRP,
Yeah.
and then it was also 2018. No, it was sorry, 2019, last year, where I actually had a talk at the W3C workshop, talking about game development and how it evolved since 2012-ish. So it was really hard to build games then. And right now the technology went further and it's a lot easier to build games, but developers struggle with other kinds of problems,
Right.
which were discoverability and monetization.
Yeah.
So after the talk about struggling with web monetization, I was approached by Coil folks who told me about web monetization API, which I got hooked into really fast.
Yeah.
And it sounds really like answering all the problems. So I was focusing on web monetization within HTML5 games since then. We had the web monetization category in the JS13K games competition. We were traveling to various events before Corona, showcasing web monetization in HTML5 games, and then we got the grant from the Grant for the Web program for more experimentation, more evangelism, I would say. about the technology. So since the middle of last year, I was focusing on web monetization.
Oh, cool. And yeah, so tell us a bit more about like Enclave Games, maybe the projects around the side that you mentioned. I think I saw that it was documentation and kind of community building as well. Should we dive into that a little bit?
Sure. So Enclave Games is our company where we build HTML5 games using Phaser framework. So I immediately started adding web monetization to those games to see how this works out. But we also run other initiatives. I mentioned the JS13K Games Competition, which is a yearly competition running since 2012. So instead of having like a one big project, I proposed working on things I already wanted to work anyway, which was building new games, writing tutorials and documentation about the actual fact of building those games so people could learn from those games, from those demos and experiments, how to actually implement web monetization within HTML5 games. So one thing is building games and writing documentation about them. The other was having web monetization category in the JS13K Games Competition, which was quite interesting because last year we had the support from Coil, who started Grant for the Web program. So we actually had web monetization category before the Grant for the Web program actually started. Okay. Which was really cool. So last year we had like official support from Coil, and this year we had the web monetization category be officially supported by Grant for the Web, which is basically funded from Coil with collaboration with Mozilla and Creative Commons. There's also the Game Dev JS community. Which we foster for a few years already, local meetups, global newsletter. We are trying to reach the various communities, either locally or globally. Yeah. So there's also a small project of running a Game Dev JS survey to actually learn what tools are people using, what are their struggles, etc. Because I specifically asked about this for the purpose of the W3 talk I had.
Yeah.
That's why the two most popular answers were developers were struggling were discoverability and monetization. So I'd like to learn more and see if there is any way to help with any struggles.
Yeah.
And I think like the fourth piece of the project of the grant is actually writing an ebook, because I wanted to do this for many years already, so it was a good opportunity. It's gonna be like the obvious topic of like web monetization in HTML5 games, because I wanted to write about Phaser 4, the fourth version of the Phaser game engine, which didn't came out just yet, so I have to wait for that. So since the grant is limited in time, I decided to shift focus, because I wanted to add web monetization chapter to it anyway, so now I can just fully focus on writing the ebook and having it focus on web monetization in games. And since we built some games and we organized a competition where many people build games for the category, I think we had 48 entries that were web monetized last year, and like 36 this year. So there's plenty of lessons learned, and it would be nice to have my own lessons learned and people who participated in the competition as well. So I'm really looking forward to actually write that ebook.
Yeah. And have some of those projects gone on and got funding from Grant for the Web as well, or Was that kind of a separate thing, the JS13K competitions?
So the grant is generally for all those things, for new games and documentation, for the ebook, for the web monetization category. So the grant actually gathers those small projects. I would work on them anyway, so it's great to have support.
Yeah.
From the grant to actually not worry about splitting time between doing fun things and then trying to earn a decent living to pay for rent. So that's really awesome to have this grant for the web, which is actually a program to run for the next at least 5 years, where the committee will give away $100 million to people wanting to experiment with web monetization. So that's a huge fund, and I'm really happy to be awarded, so I can focus on doing things I want to do, experiment with cool technology, and not to worry about trying to earn money in the meantime, because this is also covered.
Yeah, I think that's one of the kind of exciting things, even just doing this podcast series. We've had such a width and breadth of people doing different stuff, but all coming together in this community around web monetization. I think it's a really kind of exciting time to be here. And probably one of the great things about Grant for the Web is that they are supporting people experimenting at the end of the day, because that's what a new technology needs. I think you said before, like when in the past you've picked up a new tech, whether it was, I don't know, Vue.js, React, there was never that sort of support to experiment with it. You just had to kind of wait till it became maybe the standard, the mainstream thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, for example, the WebXR was a really cool thing, but you had to buy your own equipment. You had to spend time on experimenting with this, and in the meantime worrying about earning a decent living. So here this is really cool, and this is the grant is really broad, so it's really cool to see, as you mentioned, so many different project ideas, so many different aspects of like content creators on the web are so vast, and like so they have different approaches to it, different ideas, and the amount of content created for the web, all that can be web monetized. So it could be a written tutorial, it could be a video, an audio, or this could be like so many different things in so many different areas of journalism, art, etc. So this is really a cool project that supports all the creative ways of creating content for the web and getting paid for it. So and the fun part is that it could be an experiment. It's not like you are getting funded and you have to confirm that you have this amount of money now from the earnings or something like that. Your project can end with saying, well, this didn't work out, or like it's really cool that you can experiment with stuff and see how this works, since this is really brand new and we need more people to experiment with it. We need more websites web monetized. We need more developers actually implementing web monetization in their projects, not entirely to like drop everything, get rid of the ads, get rid of the payment walls, which is something to achieve, but it's not about, I think, in my personal opinion, I think it's not about like throwing everything away, which I would personally totally do that because I hate ads, but showing people an alternative.
Yeah.
Instead of this, you could care for the privacy of your users and have monetization done this way, because this way is better, and you can decide which one you want to go.
Yeah. And of those kind of other projects that you've seen, are there any kind of particular ones in the Grant for the Web batch that caught your eye that you're kind of excited to work on or work with?
Yeah, actually, there are a few projects. Yep. One is the Phaser game engine, which we use day to day building new games within Enclave Games. It got the grant to build web monetized plugins and tools, which is really cool.
Yep.
The other two projects are actually coming from friends of mine, and they are actually building tools that I could totally use for my own projects. One is a little PWA, a progressive web app, which helps building ebooks. And the other is platform for running meetups or conferences or online, and both tools include web monetization as an option to earn money by default. So it's not only I'm rooting for them because they are my friends or someone who creates the engine I use, but those are also projects I would like to use myself. So that's really cool. That's something I don't need to build that myself.
Yeah. It's always a relief when you find someone else is working on it in parallel to what you're doing. Oh, no, cool. And just kind of probably wrapping up, do you have like kind of a grand vision for where you want to see Enclave Games, or do you want that to be like your main thing from now on, or you're quite happy with kind of spreading yourself across the community and whatnot?
Yeah, I mean, so I would really like to continue working on the stuff we are working so far. And I really believe in web monetization being this alternative to earning money on the web and being the for me, the best alternative that I'm going to use. We still need time for this to be more common, more known. And since I was a Mozilla Tech speaker and I was talking about various cutting edge technologies, I'm super happy to give talks, write tutorials and create materials and serve as a technical evangelist, talking about web monetization, because it's really cool. And of course, using HTML5 games as examples, because that's something I love to build. Yeah. So I can totally see myself doing this more, like building more projects, reaching out more developers and help them build web monetized projects, games, write tutorials, whatever.
Yeah.
And for the technology itself, I think when the web monetization will be, because it's a W3C standard proposal, when it gets accepted, when this is something official, browser vendors will start implementing that natively, because we have some plugins. We actually have a Puma browser, which works with web monetization by default already.
Yeah.
Other big browsers have plugins to have this web monetization working. So I really can't wait to have this built into Firefox, Chrome, etc.
Yeah.
By default, so we don't have to worry about plugins or anything. It will just work out of the box. And I would like to help that happen, building content and encouraging people to experiment with web monetization, because like I hate ads, and if I can get rid of them and still have a decent income, that's the perfect situation. Because as a developer and as a player, I hate them so much. So if I can just don't use them, that would be perfect.
Yeah. No, I think that's a really kind of good place to end. So thank you very much for your time today, and thanks for kind of joining us. Really interesting chat, and hopefully some of these projects will kind of get to the mainstream, where we will kind of chipping in and doing our part. I think it'd be really great. Okay, awesome. So yeah, thanks everyone for tuning in to Just a Meme, where we talk about the future of making money on the web. Please do get involved, give us a like, and send us some comments and a review. Please also subscribe to get the notifications when the next session is out, and spread the word to your friends. It'd be great to see more people on it. So yeah, thanks again, Andreas, for your time, and yeah, sounds great.
Thanks for having me.
All right, cheers.